This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Monday, November 6th, 2006. And, oh my gosh, I had such a busy weekend. Oh, wait, I want to play some music. Sorry. I'm going to play The World Turned Upside Down by Barry Phillips. And I think I've used this music before, but I like it, so I'm going to keep listening to it. And I'm going to turn it down because I know I'm playing music way too loud. And let me move this microphone a little closer. Okay. All right. Let's see. Busy weekend. Busy friggin' weekend. Friday night, the boyfriend came over, and we just had pizza and relaxed. I wanted to record a podcast, but we were just talking about too much other stuff that just didn't get around doing a podcast, and then we went to bed early. Saturday, the busyness started. We went to see the movie Running with Scissors, which was based on the book Running with Scissors by Augustine Burroughs. And the boyfriend had not read the book, but of course I had read the book. And the movie actually followed the book pretty closely, I have to say. Although I think the ending was different. I have to go back and read the ending again, but I think they did a different ending. But the movie was actually pretty good. The only thing I didn't like, and maybe that was, maybe that's the way it was supposed to be, but I thought the movie was kind of jumpy. It jumped around from one thing to another. I know that I don't know if anybody else has seen the movie yet, but I don't think it's doing very well in the theaters, but I will probably go ahead and get it on DVD when it comes out. But anyway, in the movie, they were doing like segments by year. So like they started out like 1972, I think, and then they went to 77 and on up through the 70s. And I think it ended in 79, I think. But I like the movie. I think it was very true to the book. Most people say that the book is always better than the movie, and I agree here too. I think the book was better than the movie. However, I think they did a pretty good job of trying to get it close to the book. Of course, now, if anybody, if you haven't read the book Running with Scissors by Augustine Burroughs, you probably should, because it's a good book. And the movie was pretty close to it, so I enjoyed that. However, the boyfriend wasn't so sure, because he had not read the book, and he kept wondering if Augustine Burroughs' life was really like this, was really that crazy. I told him, well, you read the book, gotta find out, read the book. And I'm not so sure. They've had problems with people's memoirs in the past of being fictionalized memoirs. I'm not sure that his is truly fictional, but he may have exaggerated some of the things. But in any case, I enjoyed it. I loved the book, enjoyed the movie. And at the end of the movie, I was thinking, okay, now a great sequel would be for them to make a movie of Dry. And I hope they are. I have no idea if they're going to, but Dry is the second installment of Augustine Burroughs' memoirs. If you haven't read that, you should. And I suggest, especially if you are an alcoholic and have been in rehab, you should check out Dry by Augustine Burroughs. Anyway, the movie was great. So then we went to the boyfriend's house because he was at my house for most of Saturday. And then we went to the boyfriend's house. And he went to church, and then when he came home, we went to American University, which is right near his house, and we went to see the American University Chamber Singers, and it was they had a little concert called Across Many Centuries, and this was done at a very small concert hall, I guess. Maybe it held 150 people, maybe at the most, and there were not very many people there. There was only like maybe 35 people there, but the music was actually pretty good. It was all my opinion of the music was that it was very dark and depressing and definitely not uplifting, but the boyfriend told me that that's the kind of music that they I was assuming that this is the kind of music that they sing at this time of the year, because if you think about many, many years ago, that when November comes around, the seasons change and light and dark, and it's much darker in terms of the weather and the daylight, so people were depressed and wrote a lot of depressing songs, I guess. Anyway, the boyfriend loved the music, and I actually appreciate it. I like the way it sounded. Because they had, of course, it was all written in I want to say Italian or Latin or German. I guess it was a big mix because they had they were singing Brahms, and I'm looking at the program right now. Mahler and Gesualdo, I guess. All these people were around anywhere from 1500 to 1973, I guess. Anyway, the music was really nice. It was, I don't know, it was good. But, I was going to say that if you read the translation of what they were singing, it was very dark and depressing. And all of them, every single song was religiously based at some, you know, for example, if I just read a couple of the words, this song, see, I can't pronounce the title of it because I don't even know what language it's in, but this is the translation of the song. It's, well, one verse of it, I should say. It says, "Sing for joy to God, O our strength. Shout joyfully to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and strike the timbrel, the sweet sound lyre with the harp." Okay, well, that's not depressing, but that definitely religious. Okay, well, this one is definitely depressing. This is by Mahler, and it was written in 1901. It goes, "I am lost to the world, with which I used to waste so much time. It has heard nothing from me for so long that it may very well believe that I am dead. It is of no consequence to me whether it thinks me dead. I cannot deny it, for I really am dead to the world. I am dead to the world's tumult, and I rest in a quiet realm. I live alone in my heaven, in my love and in my song." Okay, well, it doesn't end depressing, but anyway, the whole point is that the boyfriend and I went to American University to hear the American University chamber singers, and it was really good. I have to say, I enjoyed it. It was performed at the new, what's this center called? They just built this new building at American University. Oh, it's the, it was performed in the Abramson Family Recital Hall, but it was done at the Cyrus and Myrtle Katzen Arts Center at American University. Anyway, that was fun. So we went to see a movie on Saturday, and then we went to the concert in the evening. And then on Sunday, the boyfriend and I had a very busy day. We got up at the ass crack of dawn and drove about an hour and a half out into the country and went to the Marriott Ranch to go horseback riding. And I really shouldn't say horseback riding. It was more like horseback walking because the horses just walked. But that's, you go, it's called a trail ride, and there's usually like 35, 40 people on the trail ride, and you just all walk in a line, and the horses just walk. They don't trot or run. And of course, the whole time I'm just waiting for the horse to take off and run, but it doesn't. It was a little chilly out there. It was kind of cold. I think it was like 45, 50 degrees, but it wasn't too bad. The sad part was that in the line of horses walking, I guess, the boyfriend and I got separated. He was in front of me when we started, but then this awful woman who didn't know how to ride a horse and had no clue about controlling a horse got in between the boyfriend and I. And then one of the trail people who was going with us along this ride decided that he better get behind her in case anything happens to her horse, because she couldn't control it. She couldn't get it to stop putting its head down and eating grass. She couldn't control it to get moving. She couldn't control it to turn left or right. I mean, just, it was sad. But we had a good time, and of course the scenery was the best part, because the trees are past peak out there in the country. So even so, the colors were still beautiful. A lot of the trees were bare, but again, the scenery was absolutely gorgeous. We saw every color you can think of in the fall color range. And there were also a lot of steer. I don't want to say cows. They're steer, that's all I can think of. I can't think of the name of them. Bulls, you know, with bull horns and just a bunch of steer. There was, I guess, because it's a working ranch, so they had all these steer on the land and everything. So anyway, we saw that, and Absolutely. I love the view. The scenery was just the best. And of course, riding the horse was good too. My horse's name was Lewis, and he listened to me completely. I didn't have to, control him too bad. He moved when I moved the reins to the left. He moved when I moved him to the right and so forth, and he stopped when I wanted him to, and it was all good. So the horseback riding was fun. And then after the horseback riding, we went to a winery that's close by. It's called Linden. Is it Linden Vineyards? I think it's Linden Vineyards. And got to do a cellar tasting with one of the winemakers, Sherry Avenius, and she makes an amazing Sauvignon Blanc, and we told her so. And she told us that she's coming out with a red wine soon from her vineyard. So we're looking forward to that. We'll probably be going back in about a month just to try her red. And so we did the cellar tasting, got to taste... I can't remember. We tasted two reds, two whites, and a dessert wine. And they were all delicious. We really enjoyed that. And then after the cellar tasting, we got some... Because they don't allow you to bring your own food there, so we had to buy food there. So we had some baguettes, some cheese. I wish I could remember that. I think I want to say Derby. Is it Derby cheese? I'm not sure. And some venison sausage. Yes, I ate a venison sausage again. But actually, it happens to be very good. And with the cheese, it was really good. So we sat there and had a bottle of their red wine. And it's a blend, so they don't call it one specific kind. It's just their Linden Vineyards Red. And enjoyed the scenery because they have these huge, big plate glass windows that look out over the vineyards and into the mountains. And, of course, the leaves and the foliage was beautiful. So we looked at the scenery, drank our wine, and enjoyed our lunch. And it was very good. And then we came home, and the end of the weekend was there. So that was the weekend, and we had a great time doing... I mean, I think it was a pretty packed weekend, and, of course, we enjoyed all of it. So, I guess I should say that I am back to podcasting because I took Thursday and Friday off last week because I had to deal with my kitchen. As you know, my kitchen renovation started today, and I had the water turned off so the guy could take the kitchen sink out, and got the elevator reserved. I changed my appliance delivery to the 14th and completely cleaned out my kitchen last week. I posted a picture on my blog to show what my temporary kitchen looks like. So I have everything in the dining room with my refrigerator, my microwave, my little TV, and all of my temporary stuff I can use for eating, which I don't plan on doing any cooking because... that brings me to the next topic. Well, let me finish this first. So on the 2 days that I wasn't podcasting, I had time to get the kitchen completely ready for the renovation, which starts today, or started today, I should say. Now, the only thing I hadn't dealt with was the stove. And the stove, as it turns out, Friday evening when the boyfriend was coming over, I had a phone call like about an hour before he got here saying, asking if I still had the stove and could this person come up and look at it? Come down, I should say, because she lives on the 8th floor. And I said, sure, it's still for sale. I haven't gotten rid of it yet. Come on down. So she came down, looked at it, and she was an elderly person. She's probably in her late 60s, early 70s, maybe. And she was absolutely pleased to see the stove because hers is in terrible shape, and she doesn't want to have to buy a new stove because she would have to retile the backsplash behind the stove, and she had special tile put in. Anyway, the point is that she loved the stove and was really hoping to convince her... Now, this is the interesting part. Convince her partner to buy the stove, as she put it. And she went on to explain to me, and she goes, John, I guess his name was. She said, when John and I got together 30 years ago, he asked me to marry him, but I didn't want to change my name. And I said, that's just not going to happen. So we never got married, so we've been living together for 30 years. I'm like, you go, girl. So that was kind of funny. So then she liked the stove and left and said she might bring back her partner, John, to see the stove later. Well, they showed up like 10 minutes after the boyfriend got there, so... I had to show them the stove, and as it turns out, they decided to go ahead and buy the stove. So I was able to sell the stove, but the only problem is that they don't have anyone to move it for them because they're just too old and all of that. So she said, is it possible that I could just keep it in my living room until they're able to work out the delivery and set up and all that kind of stuff? And I said, absolutely. You give me a check and the stove will be sitting here in my living room until you are ready to take it away. So that was a good thing. I was very pleased with that. And I was calling the stove Ugly Betty because I don't think it's very attractive. But so Ugly Betty is sold and she's sitting in the living room waiting to be picked up. Now, the only thing about not podcasting on Thursday and Friday was that I missed a whole bunch of really great news that was going on last week. For example, the whole Ted Haggard thing, that evangelical minister, priest, whatever you want to call him, who was outed as, not that he's gay, but he was having homosexual sex with a male prostitute. And at first he denied all those claims, but on Sunday I guess they had an announcement at the church that he admitted to the sexual misconduct, I should say, of his goings-on with that male prostitute. So, you know, here we go again. It's just another Christian right Republican who is so repressed and in the closet that he can't, you know, come out or even have sex with men or whatever, but yet has to go down in a outing or whatever, and just, you know, fucking Republicans, fucking religious people, they're so high and mighty that, you know, there's no possible way that someone could be gay when, in sure, in fact, well, shouldn't say it, this guy's gay, but he has sex with men, at least one. Anyway, I loved it because it's a whole nother thing for the Republicans to be embarrassed about, because that one of their own is a homosexual. So there was that whole thing, and his connection to the religious right is just unbelievable. He's got like 30 million parishioners or whatever, and he's located right next to the Focus on the Family group and all that stuff, and that's the next guy we need to have come out, but... Anyway, so I missed talking about that whole thing, but I loved it. I loved it, loved it. You know what? I don't feel sorry for his wife at all, because did she stand up and say that his bashing homosexuals was a bad thing? No, she didn't. So she deserves what she got too. Well, obviously, what will happen is he will go into rehab for his crystal meth addiction. Not that he has an addiction, but he uses crystal meth. And then she will forgive him and they will live happily ever after. But he probably will not be a minister again. And then, of course, the whole John Kerry thing, and that was totally fucked up. John Kerry, you should not have apologized for that, because, you know, here's the thing. Truth hurts. People do not want to hear the truth. And I have to say that for the majority of the recruits that the Army, you know, military, whatever, they are able to recruit them because these people are not the most intelligent in the world. And I'm sorry if people are disagreeing with that. I'm not saying officers or people in higher authority. I'm talking about the regular old enlisted man who's over there with a gun in his hand, you know, who probably couldn't get into college or whatever. And I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm saying it anyway. I think it's safe to say that the majority of the military is a bunch of stupid people, and that was the only place they could go was to get a job, was to go in the military. And you can send me all the hate mail you want, but you know what? Truth hurts. Did you hear those recruiters who were doing the recruiting on one of those news shows? They were showing the recruiters telling people that, oh, you probably won't even go to Iraq. Did you hear the way they were talking? Clearly unintelligent people. Just my opinion, and I don't care if you like it or not. That's the point of my podcast. So, anyway, I don't think John Kerry should have apologized. I think he was trying to make a joke about George Bush I can't rehash the joke because I don't even know really what his intention was. But the point is that he shouldn't have apologized for saying something. You know, this is a free country. You're allowed to say what you want, whether it hurts other people or not, as long as you don't hurt their, you don't libel them. In any case, John Kerry, you are a wimp for apologizing. I'd still vote for you again, though. And then, you know, the big news that was announced on Sunday was that Saddam Hussein was found guilty and will be put to death. I believe he's going to be hung at some point. So the only problem with that is that now George Bush will use this to say, oh yes, we finally got justice with Saddam Hussein and all the killings he's done and all that stuff. So, you know, while it's a great thing that of course he was going to be found guilty, of course he was going to be put to death, the thing is that the Republicans will use this as some kind of success for them in Iraq, when clearly there is no success in Iraq. So Saddam Hussein will be put to death. And then the last little bit of news that I heard on late Friday, actually, I read it on Perez Hilton. I peruse his website regularly now, and I saw that there was a posting on late Friday evening that Doogie Howser, Neil Patrick Harris, has come out. He's gay. So yet another gay person has come out in Hollywood. And I love it, love it, love it. Plus, I think he's gorgeous. I actually think he's very cute. And my boyfriend said that he would let me do him if I ever got the chance. So Doogie Howser, MD, is gay. Of course, he's not known that. That's not the part he's playing now. Now he's got a show on CBS called How I Met Your Mother. And if you check the ratings, the show actually does very well in the ratings and has been a very successful show for CBS. But, you know, now here's a question, because, you know, that guy T.R. Knight from Grey's Anatomy came out. Neil Patrick Harris came out. Well, Lance Bass doesn't really matter. But these guys who are currently playing straight men on TV, how believable will their characters be knowing that they're gay? You know, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't question that and just think that they're just really good actors and they can act straight. I don't know. Obviously, they have gotten away for years. But I'm curious about that and how that is going to work out for both of those actors. But I love Neil Patrick Harris. I've always have. You know, actually, when he played that part, do you remember the Will and Grace show where Jack went to that ex-homosexual meeting group or whatever, and he was in love with Neil Patrick Harris? I thought then that Neil Patrick Harris was gay. Sure enough, he is gay, and he has been forever. So anyway, that's the celebrity gossip I'm going to talk about and leave it at that. Just, you know, congrats to you, Doogie Howser. The last thing I want to say, and this will be it for today's show, is that tomorrow is Election Day. And I cannot stress enough, no matter who you are, no matter where you live, as long as you're living in the United States, you've got to go out and vote. And I don't actually care who you vote for, as long as you vote for a Democrat. I'm just kidding. No, I'm actually not kidding. I think you should vote Democratic this time. I don't think you should vote Republican at all. So Dave and VA and Washington Brian, vote Democratic. Be smart. Make the right choice. And that's the way you should do it. Okay, but besides that, the point is you need to vote. You have to vote. Get out and vote. I'm going to attempt to put the iRiver in my pocket with the binaural microphones and record my whole voting session tomorrow. So I'm hoping that will work and people won't question me, because they'll just look like headphones. And I'm going to record my whole process of voting and see how it comes out. And I will have it on Wednesday's show. So we'll see how that goes. Okay, boys and girls, remember, vote, vote, vote on Tuesday. Vote, vote, vote. I can't say it enough. And probably by Tuesday's show, tomorrow's show, I will have an update on the renovations in the kitchen and let you know what took place today. Because I don't know myself, but we'll see. Okay, so now do I need to thank anybody? I don't remember. Well, thank everybody for listening, of course, and thanks for leaving all the comments on the website. Oh, I have a message from Michael Sage. He left a My Chingo message, and I am going to put it in the show here. So listen to Michael Sage's message, and then that'll be the end of the show. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye.
Hey, Archer. It's Michael Sage, and I'm calling to leave you my first My Chinga Changa Wanga Chanka Sanka Dinga Dango thing. I wanted to wish you well. I know that you were entering into 2 or 3 days of nonstop renovations on your kitchen, and I know exactly what kind of a pain in an ass that can be, so I wish you all the luck. I hope everything goes smooth, that everything goes on schedule, and that you do not come across any unforeseen problems in your renovation. Anyway, say hi to the boyfriend from me, please. I want to thank you both for podcasting. Your podcasts are very, very funny, and I enjoy them a lot. And I look forward to them. And I look forward to when you get back to regular podcasting again, when you've got the time. Anyways, well, thank you both for podcasting, and I hope to catch up with you on Skype at some point in the future, and maybe talk then. And until then, have a great weekend. Bye. Archer.